This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Random Order Show, episode 151, locked in. It's your boy Jermaine Richards, man. We locked in, we in the building with it, man. B-Baby Trey.
Yo, man, missing a tooth. I gotta say it again, because someone never heard.
Like a true baby would, man. Listen, man, we got Big Shell Sebastian in the building.
The episode is on fire.
Yes, sir, man. We got Cali. I'm in the Hoochie shorts.
Yo, talk to him. Hoochie daddies all around the world, man. Yeah. Stand up.
And, of course, man, none other, man. We got Big ZP Zappy on in the building.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Thanks.
Was that, I tried to be cool.
That
okay, cool.
No, that's perfect. Yeah.
Listen, man, what a wholesome episode we prepared for you guys. We've tackled the hardest hitting topics in the podcasting industry. Zach owns Chili's, the worst pregame in the history of pregames. Zach's.
Well, okay. Sorry, go ahead. If you set it up like that.
Just warning them. I don't know.
That's right. That's right.
Zach's superior dancing skills. Zach's inferior restaurant choosing skills. Getting rocked up for science. Zach's 2000 Camryon dubs. And of course, man, chalupas.
Amen.
Very important episode here, people. Go in the comments, drop a yum yum and amen, man. Like it, drop a bill and shit, man. Go over there, Apple Podcast, Spotify, drop a 5-star on the rate, man. Besides that, man, lock in and enjoy it, man. Amen.
Yeah. I'm drinking coffee standing up. Yo. Who's making that beat?
We got that royalty free hip hop machine.
Oh,
royalty free Zach.
Zachary. That's your real full name, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It could be Zachariah.
Zachariah. Zachariah?
Yeah.
Wait, your full name's Zachariah?
Name? No.
Oh. It could be.
You a Jesus?
Yeah, I'm a big Catholic guy. Amen.
Which?
prayed before this.
You say really? Prayed up?
Yeah.
You said prayed up?
Well, you guys asked what time you guys wanted me in. I had to go to church at 11, so 1 o'clock was fine by me.
Perfect. Oh, so, nice, yeah. Man. Nice. We got big Zach Peasy in the building, man. Can we call you Zach Peasy?
Zach Peasy's fine. That's Zach good Peasy, to go. Man. Yeah, yeah.
Let's get straight into the history, man, because the streets also call you Z Breezy.
Z Breezy, yeah.
For some reason. Breezy.
Yeah. No, apparently. C Breezy.
Says here C Breezy showed you the ropes Breezy? When it comes to dancing. Is
yes,
that right?
Yes. I'm not hitting anyone, but I can hit some fucking moves.
Really? C Breezy. Does all make sense now?
C Breezy.
Z Breezy.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. The thing is, we've been scoping out your moves for a long time, yeah. For many years now.
Yeah.
Yep. Whoa,
many years. Whoa. A lot of like.
Yep.
Oh. That JT on him right there.
Yeah, that's Chris Brown's
pretty
work.
Good. Yeah.
Sure, man. That's all Chris Brown's work, man. Yeah.
You want where I learned it though?
Mm.
Usher.
Mm. Usher?
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, that's the guy.
Usher.
The
oh, Usher taught
yeah.
C Breezy.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Right.
I mean, yep.
I'm sure you looked up.
Yep.
For this podcast, yeah, it's in my research.
I'm big rap history guy. I know all that stuff. Yeah.
It's R&B music. It's not.
Okay.
Do you recall the first move you mastered?
The pop, lock, and drop it.
Can you? Oh, you mastered that?
Yeah.
Easy. Can we see it?
Of course. Can we stand up? The pop, lock, and drop it. Can we pull up the pop, lock, and drop it real quick? I can do this. The stanky leg.
Oh.
Hit him with this.
Damn.
And then they're like, hey, Zach, you know, we're going to go out by ourselves.
Yeah,
we don't
he
want you here anymore. You know,
yeah.
Not bad, right?
Yeah, no,
and he can hit the inside leg.
Inner leg.
Oh,
fuck. That's a chicken dance, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
You're well oiled, man. Yeah. I gotta say.
And then the Waleed.
You got a Millie Rock in you? He doesn't even do this for his podcast.
Yeah.
So this is a moment.
No. I'm not allowed to stand on the pod. No.
Really?
I can't dance on the pod. On my pod, yeah.
But you tried.
Damn.
Yeah, my head gets cut off. So it's like body all right. Okay, I can do this.
But you can hit him low to the floor and
I
get
could,
down.
Oh, dude. A little shimmy.
You don't need no clearance.
The eyes. The eyes fucked me up.
That's half the dance, man. Hold on.
Hey, man. Your audio listeners are missing out on all this.
Oh, they know.
Oh, yeah,
they know.
We try to tell you, man. We try to tell you.
Yeah.
So did these moves come out in the wild? Like, is this really in the back pocket for real life applications?
I can do sober moves and tequila moves. The tequila moves, holy shit, guys.
Advanced.
Oh, dude. Wow. I don't know what's happening. Dude, so I've been to a few weddings this year already. Tequila hits. I was bumping and grinding on a pregnant lady already.
Jesus.
Yeah. And the husband, what? He was a friend of mine. Mm-hmm. So he wanted me to keep doing it. And okay. I had the morning scaries the next day, and she was posting the twerking like on her stories and stuff and like tagging me, like thinking I was going to repost it. I was like, I'm not going to touch this shit. Yeah, like, this was just an inside kind of thing inside the wedding. Yeah. But yeah.
What the hell are the morning scaries?
Like the next day when you see like stories that are posted about you.
Yeah.
Like,
that's when you get that text. Hey, sorry about last night.
Yeah.
Took it too far.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm scared of the racial scaries, man.
Oh.
Like the drunk, you know what I mean? Where they
white brother get a little
dude. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, hey,
I'm good
man.
On that.
Yeah.
Remember when you got to
do that?
What?
No, he's clean.
No. I don't do Jameson anymore. It's tequila.
Oh, yeah.
Tequila's moves. Yeah. Jameson is when the racial scaries come out from.
Oh, shit. Is that what it is?
Yeah. The dark liquor.
The dark
whiskey's
liquor.
Like universally aggressive.
I remember that one time you said that thing to me.
Scott, doing this, please.
All right, you're right.
Jesus.
Trying to get him back for the tooth thing. Huh? Yeah. I heard you.
Let me clear the air from now, man. So.
Well, I haven't heard this, so yeah, please.
Well, it's only for you. Everyone else heard.
Okay.
So, well, that clearly states, so I guess you're not watching our pod. Oof.
So why are you talking about?
I'm busy, dude. I just started a job, so I don't have time to watch shit and
support.
Support friends.
You're right.
Trying to support myself. You don't support your own pot of shit.
No, dude.
Bro, I spend the views up, man.
Yeah,
I let that shit play on the TV, the laptop. Yeah. Phone.
Nah, facts.
All your friends.
Yeah. I feel bad stopping because I'm like, I don't want to tell the algorithm this is no good.
Yeah.
No, I've already seen
you. You got like so many podcast friends. You have every single podcast friend up on your TV and good to go.
Oh, not like that. I do that too. Yeah,
you got
that. Definitely let y'all should play.
Okay, cool. All right.
Yeah.
We need like one more TV if you don't mind. Like,
iPad.
You're just playing over there on my shit right now.
Thanks, man.
Just let that spin.
Spinning.
But so the last time I saw you,
yeah,
I had all my teeth.
Yep, I remember that.
I also, before I go any further, I haven't seen you in what, 3 months?
Yes, I believe so.
Been 2-3 months.
Yeah, let's check the notes. Yep.
Before the weather started making everyone sweat.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes sense.
It's been a long time, you know. I just got off a plane. I'm about to see you, and I can get out of the car. And the first thing you say to me is, "Where's your tooth?"
From a mile away, by the way.
I need to get
this
out of the car.
This is like clearing
fully.
Two cars. He's on the other side of his car, parked beside our car.
He got
two
out.
Car lines.
He got out on the left side. I noticed him from my driver's side instantly. Your smile just over the top of the Tesla, like this, and I was like, "Where the fuck is your tooth?"
No hide.
He knew for sure. That was there.
No,
how many teeth come standard in a body?
32 teeth.
Oh wow.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah,
is
that
real?
Got it.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're down.
Is that real?
Mm.
I'm down.
I don't know. I was legit asking.
Extras on?
Yeah, I had extras.
In the back, the wisdom teeth?
No, I had like my shoe was
but you took yours out, no?
Yeah. So I'm probably down to 29.
29 about that.
Well, they took out a big standard one
Standard. Yeah, so that one was supposed to stay. I went, long story short, I got a cavity. Don't do that.
Sorry.
I'm not a dentist. I don't know. I
got a cavity.
It's normal?
It's not even crazy. I got a cavity.
Okay. Are cavities normal?
This is my first cavity in my life.
Okay, good job then.
So, yeah, I never had a cavity before.
I still have zero.
Same.
Zeroed up, man.
Yeah, yep. I'm zero on
them. Hey, good job, team.
Yep.
Nice.
Hey,
nice.
You can sit this one out.
Nice.
I do feel a tingle sometimes, though. I don't know, dude.
So I had a cavity. I didn't deal with it. This was in between while we're dealing with our visas. Mm-hmm. So I was over Canada. I was just not trying to get more Canadian work done, so I'd have to come back and do more Canadian work. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If I take my teeth out there, my dentist is now in Canada, so I'm like, I'll wait. It's not like crazy.
They was going to act like they'd never seen it. Ooh, who's all in your hood?
All of us are lined up.
So, I let that bitch breathe, man. And I said, you know, I'll get back to it when it's time. So maybe about 2 months or a month before coming up to LA, I went to Tampa and I bit into this hard fucking cold pizza. It was under the hot light. It was under the red light. You know what fucking red light. Yeah. Talking light about, man. Under the red light.
And I'm assuming you had munchies at the time, so you were just not caring in the world. And you, just
you know when you're in event mode?
Yeah. Like,
I was event food mode? Yeah. Like, it's all, yeah. That's yeah. where I'm at.
Yeah, I just, the event food is everything's there. Yeah, like I'm down. Yeah. Sure. Like I don't even. I'm,
this
yeah.
is Creator Clash. How many? You're not getting good food.
Oh shit!
That's Creator Clash.
You yeah. could have just said you were at Creator Clash. Got knocked out.
That nah. pizza.
The pizza.
That's an yeah, give it to someone for no reason.
That story is so much better.
Nigga handed my ass to me as a lot. Like, hey,
and I lost my tooth to this game.
I was the opening round. No one saw it.
One loaded me up like this.
Free punch.
So I bit in some hard pizza, and the pizza gave me a right hook and chipped my tooth. It chipped the cavity tooth. So I was like, fuck, I have to deal with it. So there's like, the back of my tooth was out. I said, yo, I got to go to L.A., though. I'm not going to be able to take this tooth out and go to L.A. Stop looking at my tooth. Look at me.
I'm
my
trying,
eyes.
Dude.
Looking at what once was.
Usually words come out of your mouth, but they're coming out the side. Right here,
silence, Joyce, let me talk to you this way. So I basically just came to L.A. first, dealt with it. Then right when I got back to L.A., I took it out because the tooth was just dead. But it took like 3 months to heal. So literally by the time I go back, I have to go put in the fake one. But they got damn. Bone graft in there. Grafting.
Yeah. What's that?
It's bone graft. So it's basically we all have bone graft in our shit to make the bones.
Graft.
Why do you keep saying build? Graft? Graft's the word I don't know.
Yeah, it's a common word.
It's bone graft. That's just what
hey,
they call it.
This is cavity talk. We don't know that shit. Yeah, yeah,
I'm trying to figure out all the information.
Yeah, heard you.
Grafting. Hey.
So back note. It got to build up that bone
okay.
again. That okay. bone density. So when the fake tooth goes in there, it says.
They're going to clap to something.
Exactly.
It's going to bone up.
It's going to bone in.
They're going to bone together.
So they're going to bone. So it's
your mouth's going to be fucking? Your teeth are going to be fucking each other?
Honestly, yeah, when you put it out, yeah. It's one insertion and that's it.
It's not the scientific explanation.
Long story short, I'm fucked. Not the tooth, but they're going to put it in and then I'll be good. But they gave me a fake tooth to wear, but it just looks so like it's I can't talk with it. It looks pretty good, but
it looks good.
Yeah, it looks good. It just doesn't make sense to wear, honestly.
But like, the thing is, you got to wear the fake tooth so that your brain gets used to talking like that. And yeah. you'll get better at talking with it.
But you can accidentally though. Shoot that out your mouth with the wrong S word, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Going down to Mississippi.
You were eating Chips Ahoy earlier and everything. And you have to change your habits now, no?
Oh, fuck all that. Yeah, fuck all that, man. What the hell?
Yeah, I know. What's the secret? Brush your teeth?
Yeah.
Floss. We all do this.
Dude, I do.
Floss.
I try to brush my teeth. After every meal that I have, and then you floss morning and after, or morning and night.
Yeah. You got them yompers, man. Let's do that.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Thanks for
good
so
teeth,
much.
Man.
Dude, so I think the tongue is one of the strongest muscles in your body. I think so.
I've heard that.
You and when a you, fucking freak.
Thank you. She knows.
You a damn brick ball, man. You know that.
She's all about it. Anyways.
You get in trouble for this?
Zach, what the fuck, man?
This is now. Yes, y'all.
I'm a Catholic man. Sorry.
You can say that.
Yeah. Anyways.
Praise the Lord.
If you swallow.
You fucking God,
yeah. Yeah, He knows. Other side. Yeah. I switch. If you swallow. After just, you know, regular talk, you're swallowing saliva. Mm-hmm. When you push forward with your tongue, your teeth can move. So when I was in middle school, I used to have this size. My middle teeth were like this. Shit. And they called me Mount Piona because it
Mouth? Piona.
Mount.
Oh.
Mount. Okay.
That's still great.
Yeah, dude.
Your kids are fucked.
Yeah, man. Because I still, you know, had the same size teeth in middle school, too. And like...
Yeah.
My face was still forming at the time, but my...
They should have said Mouth Piona.
Mouth Piona's better. But yeah, everyone would just stare at my teeth, and my teeth were jacked. So my teeth were all fucked up.
You came back with a vengeance.
Yeah.
So you came
up. Yeah.
Got them fucking pearly whites on them, man.
How you doing? You did wire or you did the plastic?
No, I did. Yeah, I had braces.
Classic.
Yeah.
Man.
I'm 30 years old, man. The whole wire, what was it? The mouth guard shit.
Yeah, you're 30 now? When you got braces.
No, dude, adult braces. Adult braces.
Bro, my grandma got braces.
Literally,
I'm like, why? It's too late.
Yeah. Why? Like,
trying to fix what she
bro,
did.
Bro, literally walking around with braces. My bro, 73.
Yeah.
Is crazy. She single?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the project.
That's if she's on the market, you know, you gotta step it up.
Yeah,
you never know. You never know.
She was.
That's real rough.
So you got. I was just confused on why you said you're 30 years old. When you got braces when you were like, what, 14?
Eighth grade all the way through junior year. Hang on, I'm all tangled up right now.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. Yep. you're dragging everything.
My head is Anyways.
I
kept trying to talk to you guys. It's like, my head's fucking shrieking.
I thought you were working on your slouch.
No. Oh, yeah. Fuck. The slouch check. We're all
so,
right
you're right. Zach Piona.
Yes, sir. I think we're like 15 minutes in.
Are
so.
We?
Yeah, everybody. Yeah.
You know, I stay out the trees, man.
Bro, we literally do a whole episode. We're like, so what you doing, man? Yeah. 60 minutes in.
We doing intros now?
Yeah. No, man. No intros here, man. I just want to know what you about. I just want the streets to know what you about, man.
Thank you. Yeah.
What are you about?
Still posting videos all across.
No,
you know?
No. What are you really about?
Yep.
I'm saying it right now. Yeah, that.
What am I really about? Yeah. You know, just running the streets.
All right.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. That's fair.
I'll tell you.
What you about? Give a good example.
Hey, yeah, I don't know.
What you about? Money, weed,
yes.
And drugs.
Hell yeah.
You like that shit?
Hey.
And friendship.
I'm about that employed gang now. So
nice.
Now I'm about that money.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting back into the weed because I have money.
Nice.
I think we should hang out, dude. I can lend you one of my teeth. I think that'd be sick.
You put Zach.
It's a rough spot. You weren't supposed to talk about it at all.
We weren't even supposed to bring it up. I don't even know. I feel uncomfortable. Oh, my God.
How many episodes have you done with the
about 50, man.
Oh, damn. Oh, I've been missing out.
Dog. Oh.
I'll watch. I'll get caught up.
So,
what?
You know what this is?
Yeah.
What's the title?
Random Order Show. Fucking shit. Dude, when I feel cornered and pressed, man, I start acting out and I start getting weird, man.
Yeah, this fucker's weird, man.
So you're the leader of Chili's?
Yes. I love Chili's, dude.
Why?
I had a good story to tell you guys.
Please.
The reason why I love Chili's so much, okay? So
first off, this guy fucking loves Chili's.
The only time you hear about Chili's, not even the commercials.
Let me show you my DMs.
He is the commercial.
He is Chili.
Word.
Let me show you my DMs to Chili's.
You're DMing Chili?
Wait, what?
I'm DMing Chili's, gentlemen.
They probably like, yo,
they hit
thank
back.
You, bro. Someone.
They hit back. They hit back. Look at all this.
Damn. What do you guys talk about?
Let me see.
Look at that. See that?
They left you on red about
started,
5 of those.
Started in October 19th, my dad's birthday of 2019.
When did they actually respond to you?
Seen a lot of gaps.
My 30th birthday.
Go ahead, lock the phone. We got Zach P in the building, man.
March 13th of 2023.
Damn.
So. Damn. Left you on the back burner for a little bit.
Yeah.
Left you chilling.
A lot of burgers consumed to get where I am today.
Yeah.
But yeah. Family.
Dang, you didn't know.
Family's been divorced for a while, not to get dark. But it all started when the family was together back, you know, early 2000, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
When your family goes out to eat, Chili's was our place to go.
Okay.
So it was like a good family stuff. And I had my first birds and bees talk in Chili's.
Chili's.
Wow.
And my dad told me, I'll never forget it, how dirty blowjobs are at a high top in Chili's. And we were like, families all around us. I was like, 10, 11, I don't know, whatever age, Birds Bees Talk happened. And I was just like, I heard blowjobs are dirty, and I was just like looking around, like, at, because we were high top, so we had like tables a little below us. Mm-hmm. And then like family started like looking up at us. So I was like, yeah, hell yeah, dude. All right. Sounds good.
Are you guys talking about BJ's?
BJ's crazy. At Chili's.
What Birds and Bees Talk is, you know, anything, right?
I just got a gold condom from my dad. Oh, no words.
I was like, slide it under the table.
My broski gave me those.
That was the Birds and Bees Talk, right? Yeah.
I didn't get that talk.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
It's all good,
you
dude.
Get a Jimmy? You got a Jimmy?
No.
Damn.
He didn't address it?
No, I really don't think he did.
Why Jay and not you?
I think he did it to him, so he knows that he's about to just tell me.
Yeah. Should we share one condom?
Yeah.
Should I split it? Use it first. I'll go after.
Yeah. But that's why I love Chili's. That's how I found
it. Bama's dark, man.
Thank you.
Learned about BJ's there.
Yep. Have you gotten
a BJ in Chili's? No, my wife now used to work at Chili's, so.
You
met her at Chili's?
This guy fucks.
Thank you.
Chili's is in the DNA, man.
Yeah. To go, yeah. I love Chili's, though.
That's I respect that.
It's a good, you know, it's the family environment. You can watch sports. You can drink for cheap. Eat for cheap. Dude, a date, like $30. And you get drinks and appetizers, dessert, and everything.
Oh, so you love that shit.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's so good.
Let me ask you a question.
It's a free
you
ad.
Think about it.
Think about Chili's. Chili's, Applebee's, the Keg in Fridays. Canada. Fridays. They all have like a layer of sticky.
Yep.
Like a layer. There's a layer across the whole restaurant. All those fucking wooden restaurants. Wooden and carpet.
They just need better janitors and, you know, back end staff.
It's just years and years of just making fucking chicken nuggets in that building.
Birds and Bees Talk. All the stickiness just adds
up.
You see this table? You know what this is?
I wanted to ask you guys, your guys' friendships in LA, or just across the board, I feel like, I don't know how you feel about this too.
Okay.
Your guys' friendships depend on out-of-town friends showing you good food places. You guys are foodies. Mm.
Yeah. That's
I'm
fair.
Assuming you're probably a foodie, too.
That's fair.
I'm not. You're good?
Nah, he's
you're good with whatever.
No. He's coming around. Bro, before?
I like to eat.
Before, nothing
for
this guy.
No chicken.
He's rocking now.
Yeah, I'm rocking now.
I don't want to just say no.
He walked in with a McDonald's burger. He's like, this is McDonald's burger's ass. He's like,
you know what you're getting.
Yeah, I'm going to eat it.
You guys want to pause the pod, all the way back, be like, this is ass. New one, please.
Yeah.
Nah, not like that. I know where I'm at. You know what you're saying.
Yeah, it's a quick thing to get through the day.
Yeah. Waleed, your guys' friendship with Waleed really depends on Waleed showing you through Long Beach of good
food
and drinks and stuff like that. Yeah. I can show you good West Hollywood, good Los Angeles restaurants if you guys ever want to come through. I think I can get you guys.
You got a good track record, right?
Really? I'm good.
Food wise?
I can, dude. Chili's.
I got to pull your history.
But Chili's?
Yeah, you lead it with Chili's.
You gotta understand.
And I respect your world, bro. Yeah.
We ain't get the birds and bees talking.
We ain't doing the birds and bees.
I'll give my shirt with sex.
I'll slide Trey the gold condom. Chili's first up.
Nice. Just make it click for him.
Yeah.
I get it. I don't know if I can rock with Chili's, man.
Okay. No Chili's. But
you doing chalupas?
I'll do chalupas.
You feel like you seem like a Taco Bell type of guy.
I love Taco Bell. I hate Taco Bell. Taco Bell sucks.
I was going to say that first. I didn't want to air you out.
What, chalupa?
This nigga dirty. Dirty,
my breakfasts are pretty bad.
Your breakfast?
Yeah.
Breakfast.
Yeah.
Taco Bell.
Damn.
Taco Bell breakfast?
No. Just my everyday. My everyday breakfasts are pretty bad.
Yeah.
I don't like doing dishes, so I try and keep all my breakfasts on one big plate. So I do.
That's fair.
I do non-fat yogurt on a plate with peanut butter and flaxseed stuff to help you shit.
Okay.
Oh yeah, that's fair.
Yep. And then I do my eggs on the same side.
No.
And then I do tomatoes.
No.
You're not getting yogurt juice and the
egg
juice.
Mix. But see,
you're okay with this.
My philosophy is it's all heading down the same way, so you might as well just consume, huh? If you guys want to go to a restaurant with me in West Hollywood, I got you guys.
I'm gonna show me a video of you there.
Yeah.
I did
a panorama. Yeah, I just rock with Waleed.
Okay,
you come with us. We'll show you.
You roll with us.
Couple good places.
I have some good places, man. I can tell you, man. El Coyote. You guys know this one?
Mm-mm.
You guys know Charles Manson?
Yeah,
I know.
This was his last meal in Hollywood.
He died there?
No, the blonde actress that he murdered,
mm-hmm.
her last meal was at El Coyote, and he that was her last night, and that was like their whole... It was in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh, I never watched that movie.
Yeah, dude. They filmed there. So I can take you guys there. You guys get some
good... some bad... bad
energy, man. Yeah, that's another place you don't want to eat. Yeah. So someone got murdered after eating here.
Dave's Hot Chicken?
Yes.
We were all there at the same time. I think I held the door open for you guys.
Nah, man, I can't really fuck with you, man.
Yeah, we already ate.
Text Walid on the side. Nigga, don't eat.
Please.
I'm trying to find a good reason for you guys to not have to drive all the way down to Long Beach every time you guys see Walid. Yeah. You guys can stop at me. You know, we can have a little dinner date, and then we can go see Walid.
Mm.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm from the Bay.
Are you really?
Yeah. Nice. And then I moved down here, did the whole schooling, Long Beach State. And then I got Vine famous.
Oh damn!
And then I stayed down here. I got that LA fever. Stayed down here, and then yeah.
But in another life, you would have went back to the Bay, or back to the LBC.
Dude, lady, we're both from. We went to Dayton High School freshman year, all the way Dayton for a long time. But yeah, once we started having a family, she wants to move back.
The Bay.
Move back to the Bay.
Are you okay? So are you really from the Bay?
Pleasant. It's in the circle.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
does the
sir.
Bay say you're from the Bay?
The Bay does say I'm from the Bay, but I'm from the whitest part of the Bay.
So the Bay gets mad a little bit when you say that.
The Bay does get a little mad.
Okay.
So can we? Are you Zach from the Bay?
I'm Zach from the Bay. But I'm getting close to like half my life has been LA, half my other half.
Yeah, you're kind of LA, so Zach, man.
I'm creeping in. Mm. Yeah.
He's like living in St. Catharines, claiming Toronto. That's what he's doing
that
right
far?
Now.
No, really.
Niagara Falls to Toronto. I don't believe you for a second, boys.
Yeah, I don't know what you guys are talking about. Is this racist? I don't know what's happening.
We went out.
I can't remember where we're at. I think it may have been the... I don't know. Last time we were here, we were going to a couple places, and he was just banging the set everywhere we went. He said, yeah, I'm Zach from the Bay. And
that's what I said. Whoa. Yeah.
You were banging.
Do I have a set? Am I repping a set?
Yeah.
The Bay.
California. Said, the Bay. What's your steez?
That's just your steez. Yeah, it's just where you're from.
Okay.
So
you
came and said,
oh, I'm Zach from the Bay. And he said, oh, really? I'm from the Bay. Where are you from? Zach said, where are you from?
And the nigga said, oh, yeah.
What the fuck? That's not me.
I'm Bay.
So I don't know what you want to claim on here, but if you say from the Bay,
what do you guys call? Are you guys still Toronto?
It's not about us, baby. This, they know.
We're from Brampton. How long until you guys can say you're from the States, or you guys are part of the States?
Never.
I don't know. I don't think ever.
You can do it. You can pass.
Brampton. Depends on who I'm talking to. If I'm just way out there, where are you from? Fucking Orlando.
So you guys have dropped all Toronto. I know you're still from Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have dropped all Toronto lingo?
No.
Whoa, that's crazy.
Oh, shit. Nah.
The thing is, Toronto... No. I, you know what? I did say this. I noticed how... not even Toronto, how Canadian I am. Because I'll say A a lot. And I'm like, okay, I see where it's coming out. When I'm talking to different Americans. A boot. What's that shit. What's up, boot?
Is that transitioning out of you?
Slowly, but no, not really. Because... Okay. I don't know. I'll say something like, I don't know, like, oh, drinking a coffee, eh? I'm like, oh, fuck, there I go again. You know? Like,
we're just like, I mean, drinking a coffee. Am I right?
That's a long version.
Yeah.
A works, though, man.
A just works. It's like, it's literally just a placement. Yeah.
I was practicing some Toronto lingo. Ting? A ting.
Yeah, that works. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Pretty good so far, right?
Is ting a Toronto thing or is that just like...
It's Jamaican.
Yeah. A is one. I thought ting was one because I had a whole thing about like ting. So if we could...
Go ahead.
Okay, cool. So a ting is...
Taught a ting.
You're defining a lady or is like, oh, she's a ting?
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
it's
not nice.
Layers.
Mm-hmm. It's not nice.
Oh, is it like a bitch?
It's like you don't want to be...
It's like, yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Look at that bitch. Or look at that ting.
Yes.
Is that the same thing?
But it's not a ting like a ding. Like you're saying like ding. You know,
oh, I'm going too high pitch.
Yeah, too high pitch. Oh,
look at that ting.
Go check a ting.
Look at that ting.
Check a ting. Yeah, exactly. You seem nervous, so just
play like a cop. You ain't running away.
Okay, wait.
Check a ting.
Hey, we're talking about dialect. So you say ting is low, but then A is high. So look at that ting, eh?
Yes.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm pretty good. Thank you.
The episode is on fire.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That was good.
When I said that, I was thinking of like the phonics ball that hops over. Like,
Nice.
So that kind of looked like it going on. You got a jumper.
Yeah.
You got to be like an old 90s basketball commercial. Everyone's playing it.
Created by Canadians.
You do the look at that thing, eh?
So you get, what the fuck is going on?
That's going to be its own thing.
Yeah. It's a stutter step. A little stutter step. Look at that thing.
Basketball. Unplug his mic.
One more shot.
Go ahead.
You can move on to the next thing. That was it.
So you're from the Bay.
Yes.
We cut you off there. Move to LA. Mm-hmm. You may go back.
Yes.
When you have a family.
Yeah. LA's dirty, dude. When you guys visit LA, it is dirty.
Yeah.
Like, it's bad.
It's bad.
I'm not even saying.
You know what's even worse? You know what's even worse is SF, which is in the Bay.
Mm. Dirtier?
Oh God, yeah, bro.
I thought it was cleaner.
So I'm a sports guy, and
sports guy.
Thank you. And I was watching. It was like a Warriors game or something like that, and someone from out of town. I forget whose story it was. But it was a basketball player's story, and they were visiting playing the Warriors. And they posted a story of a homeless dude shitting in SF. And I remember he was a free agent in the following season.
The guy shitting?
Yeah. The basketball player.
Definitely
basketball
free.
It's like you can do whatever you want.
But my analogies of like dirtiness of the Bay and sports is like no athlete wants to play in – I'm a Giants fan, Warriors fan, all that stuff. No one wants to play in the Bay anymore because it's just so fucking dirty.
Really?
Yo, yeah, dude. Like the dude that posted the story, when I said he was a free agent, I was like, I was hoping he would come to the Warriors. And I was like, there's no fucking way he's going to come.
Man, this is it right here.
Yeah, it's bad, dude. Like, it's pretty gross. So.
Bro, where are the pressure washers?
Yeah.
I know, man. Oh, there's an app. There's an app that tracks poo.
Pressure wash?
Yes. So it's a citizen app.
They're just not using it.
No, people are using it, but the city isn't checking that. Like, the city needs to download that.
The notifications. Yeah. If I got to post notifications off.
Yeah.
Can you guys enable that, please?
Yeah.
But also, why don't y'all just stop shitting in the street?
Sometimes you can't stop it,
man. I mean,
I don't want to call you on anything, but you personally just said, "Well, I," and then you stop there. Are you doing any of the?
I'm not shitting the street. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any outdoor?
There's a good street though. I'll park it. It's free for all, man.
It's free. We did have to shit on a road.
Yeah.
It's free. My high school. You know what? I don't want to go there.
Yeah, good idea, brother.
Yeah.
I don't want to go there.
Good idea.
Let's just say I got San Francisco.
Oh, Brampton did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Just once.
Just one Brampton kid.
Got it.
Anyways, I left high school on shitty terms.
You shit your pants in high school?
No.
No.
Pulled them off.
I took them off for that, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Shit is right, brother. Shit is right, man.
Damn. Yep. What grade?
Back in the day when I was young, I was not a kid anymore. Nah,
it was my high school prank.
Good one. That's hilarious.
Look, man, my old teachers watch this podcast, and I can't go into details.
You've already gone into details.
I ain't say nothing.
I ain't gotta
clear it up.
I ain't say nothing.
You might as well just wipe now, come dude. Like, you're already done. It's in the toilet.
It ain't even worth it, brother.
You're so close.
I gotta put that behind the paywall. It's
awesome protection. Put me on Patreon.
Put me on Patreon, man. I'll tell you how I get down, man.
Yeah, man.
Alarming car break-ins in
the
Bay. Oh,
yeah, that too. Yeah. People are just leaving up signs now saying, like, I don't have anything valuable to
steal.
Bro, I've
seen people drop their windows. In the car? Yeah. Leave the car unlocked. They're just like, yo, don't break it. Yeah. There's nothing
just check,
here.
Bro, if you have to.
Yeah, that's where it's at.
That's crazy. Yeah. Holy.
Have you seen this firsthand?
Firsthand?
Been affected by a car robbery?
No, I mean, so, like I said, like, I've been living down here for a while, and I say that it got bad during-ish COVID and now. Mm-hmm. So, like, I would say, like, 2019, early 2020 to now.
That little thing they got, the little wristband?
Taylor
it's
Swift?
It's too easy.
The T-Swift bands?
Is it the T-Swift band?
No, I don't know. Oh, fuck.
I don't know.
Like break windows?
Are you not a Swiftie? Get the
fuck out of here. Oh, I think you are.
I think you are.
All right. But go ahead. What were you saying? The bands.
I was just saying, yeah, those bands they have that they use to like break the windows are like kind of sick.
It's too easy. That's the problem. Easy, they're just like, let me check.
Yeah. Like, now you have a fucking $1,000 bill to fix it.
Literally,
a lot
of nothing.
I have a good debate. So nowadays, like, especially in California, shoplifters, okay? They just like the security, no one does anything, like, especially police too. If you guys were seeing a shoplifter in front of you, would you guys like try and kick some ass?
No.
Oh, what?
No, for what?
What
shop?
Are you doing? That's why niggas get shot.
Me and my Tommy Hilfiger button up. I'm like, I would kick some ass.
You actually would. Like,
I don't know, dude. Like, so I see it on social media, and it's starting to get to the point where I'm like, dude, someone just fucking drop kick this dude. Like, beat. Like, if five people filming this dude, like, just stop filming and just fucking jump the guy.
Put the pause on.
Yeah.
Like, what do they gain from that?
You're not getting no store credit.
Yeah, you feel me? Like, security don't come like they did it.
Yeah, they don't get money.
Yeah, security gets paid.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know. I just see it so much on social media now. I'm just like, someone kicked this dude's ass. But,
I feel you.
Yeah.
Like, I respect it from the standpoint of, like, you know, you shouldn't steal from people. And you ain't stealing from me.
Yeah, Target can fucking cover it.
They got that shit, man. They already put the calculations
in. It's starting to get to the point where Target's like, all right, guys, someone help us. Someone help us. Hurry up, do something.
But you heard how they getting rid of the self-checkouts because the people stealing and shit?
Getting rid of it?
Well, Walmart's getting rid of them.
The one that annoys me, the CVS ones, dude. Like, you put it in the cart section or in the bag section, and then you have to have someone come and, like, scan
you. I fucking know.
Dude.
Bro. What's the point, then?
So now I try to hold it, and then they're like, you have no items on the thing. I'm like, God damn it. I'm like, so I put it down, and they're like, someone else comes and scans it. Yeah. Hell of annoying.
I feel like a fucking baby, bro.
Can you come?
No, it's true.
It was like fucking two buttons or shit.
Bro, one time I was running in. Sometimes I just purposely won't scan an item. Just try to
get I don't do that.
Get him out of there.
I don't do that.
Zach wants to kick your ass.
Nah, you know, cheese is expensive, bro. So, fuck it, man. Let me get the cheese for free. I'm dropping everything else. So I didn't scan it one time, but I think they got some technology now where they literally, like, they see when you don't scan it.
Yeah.
So, like, after I didn't scan it, I couldn't scan the next one. And then the bro came up.
Oh, damn.
And he's just like, you didn't scan that.
I'm like, oh, shit.
They're like ankle loops.
You right.
You know what I'm saying? So
you're going to look back at this footage about that exact camera, man. Look at that camera and just say, man, say to this camera, I've grown and I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
He got caught and he's sorry.
You're getting told from a dude who shit his pants in fucking high school?
Yeah, unlawfully.
Where's my camera?
Bro. I've grown and I'm sorry.
Bro. To not scan cheese is a what? Funny sentence.
Bro, the world is expensive.
No, I get it.
Okay. Trust so you don't there. Get it. You don't I, get it. You don't get
milk.
It.
I okay. didn't scan milk. Almond milk is expensive, bro. Okay. I had to look back and said, man, you made me get there. You know what I'm saying?
I'm still 98%.
You know they're taxing on cheese, too.
Yeah, sure.
Speaking of cheese, you know, when you go to a good pregame, before you're about to go out, maybe you want a good cheese board, maybe a good cheese platter, maybe a good charcuterie, some chips,
beverages.
My man, Zach.
I knew it.
Yeah,
I got anyone. I'll drop my address. I got the best.
Fuck is Zach?
I got the best pregame parties.
Really?
Tell them what goes on at a Zach P pregame.
Because I missed this, but I didn't hear too much about it, actually.
I got sponsored from Fireball, and I had some cool Fireball shots. So I put those out on the table. This is before Noel's after party shindig. We're all partying early before. I had it all prepped up, ready to go. And Waleed, Trey, and Hannah texted me before, like, hey, we may just head straight there. Like, we're not going to come through or whatever. And I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, sounds good. And I went to Target before. I paid for everything. I had everything out in a nice bowl. I had Chex Mix chips and, like, hot Cheetos and all that stuff. I had Fireball shots lined up. I had White Claws all lined up. I was prepped and ready. And when I got that phone call that they were going to skip my party, I sent a picture of, like, yeah, that's cool, man. Like, I saw this. I was like all prepped and ready to go, but yeah.
We're all just at the crib, and I'm just like, man, it just made more sense to go there. And then,
so does the picture make you want to go even more?
Oh yeah. Let's just say it made a lot of sense to go straight to the party. And then he sent his picture, and then Waleed turns around to me in the backseat and says, dude, we gotta go. I said, why? He said, bro, it's really sad.
It's coming.
Bye,
hey.
Pre-game. Bro, one bowl.
You got shots right now.
You went out for this.
I cleaned. I got the candle scent ready to go. Okay. I had the White Claws. There was the one on the left is Trey's, me in the middle, Tots, Waleed, and Hannah. Yeah, at all five.
Very intentional. One for everyone.
Yeah,
one
see?
For one drink, one shot, one chip.
I was ready to go.
So you had resources, and this is what you...
Yeah.
He went to Target.
I went to Target. I didn't ask anyone. It was all surprise because I thought you guys were coming, but I cared. I cared enough.
100%.
That's all that matters, man.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not all that matters, but I mean...
You know what's pretty sad is this was the last time anyone has ever come over. I'm not even lying to you. No one has ever come over since this.
You put this on your record, man.
And you uploaded this and pregame going crazy.
I did.
What do you expect?
I put it on my Snapchat.
Oh, fuck.
No one's come through ever since.
I mean, we felt some subliminal shots being sent because after a couple of days later, we're going to a baseball game, an Angels game. And Waleed said pregame at my house. That's a fucking pregame.
That's a fucking pregame. Zach, look. Let me send this to you.
Send this up, please.
I already knew what picture was coming out. Yeah. Look up.
Fucking bread, mangoes, salsa dips, three. It's not taking it.
All right, enough with the clapping. I got the clapping.
There's an audience.
Yeah, my fault, man. My fault. But you did your thing, man.
I tried, guys.
You did your thing.
You did your thing, exactly.
Well, you guys also talked about when you're hungry. Well, he took you to like a 7-Eleven or something like that. And this just looks like a 7-Eleven kind of run through. Don't pay for anything.
I don't think they got that cheese.
No.
Okay, yeah.
I don't think 7-Eleven has that cheese.
Yeah, brother.
The apples were a part of this?
That's a mango. The
mangoes.
Yeah, mangoes only. And those
it comes from the mango salsa, the
Bigo Dengayo.
All right. Well, you know what? I tried, guys.
Yeah.
I tried. Next time, you guys are here for a while. You know,
we'll set up.
You come through. Oh, okay.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Yeah, we'll do it.
We got it.
That's fair.
We got some tension in there between me and you.
We do.
I'm ready to clear it and move on.
Okay.
If you are.
I'm ready to go. I've talked about it on a few pods already. I haven't smoked yet. I'm on the same wave. Yeah. I know what's coming.
So you clear it. Go ahead. Clear it. I'm here.
SoFi Stadium is an awesome place to be. It's one of the fourth wonders of the world. It's a really cool place. And if anyone here had a hookup to it, that'd be so sick to just walk on the field. Turned out Trey did. He's friends with Josh Palmer, wide receiver of the Chargers. And he said after a pod with me and Waleed one time, you guys should come through SoFi. Josh said that we're good to go. We got the green light. You guys should come on the field and all that good stuff. And I was like, hell yeah. You know me, sports guy.
Sports guy, yeah. Sports you did guy. Say that earlier.
I finish a pod. I'm on cloud. It was with Josh Allen. Very cool. And I'm on cloud nine. Waleed just daps me up in the parking lot after the episode. We're both excited. We're like, all right, man, I'll see you later. Waleed doesn't text me till like 4 o'clock. And I'm just like sitting on my bed, just still like thinking about, oh, what a great interview that was with Josh Allen. He texts me, what are you doing, man? I'm like, oh, I'm just still, you know? And he FaceTimes me at SoFi Stadium.
Good to Go with Josh. You two kicking field goals, throwing passes, just having the time of your guys.
You saw my kicks, nigga. I wasn't part of this. I was just there.
And a funny thing is with this, so Tots, my wife, is a casting producer. And there was a funny show that she's casting for where you can sue people for small claims, small fun stuff. So I pitched to her that I was going to sue the fuck out of you for not inviting me to this whole fucking thing. And I wanted to take you to court and just rip your shreds.
Fuck. How much you after?
The standard amount was like 400 and up. And I went for the up. I was like, for the up? Yeah, it was like $2,000. I was trying to get you for
$2,000.
Yeah,
that's what you meant to me. Yeah, that was my dirty work, man.
Dude, you know how sick that would have been for me?
Yeah. So I literally wondered, I'm like, wait, why didn't we? How come Zach's not?
We talked about it in the parking lot and we all shook hands and said, yes, Monday, we will be there. Didn't get the call.
Yo, I was at it and you said, yo, we got to go. Okay, close the laptop, get in the car. I'm like, oh, fuck, wait. Zach would have fucking loved this shit.
Well, he's calling him every step of the way. Hey, we're letting us get in the field now.
Look at this. So what happened was the date changed a whole lot.
Yeah.
It changed a couple times.
Yo, the date changes a lot in LA, man.
Especially NFL players. I'm at peace now. Not going to lie. Okay.
You already did four episodes of this.
This was like tooth time. This was tooth time. Karma's a bitch. You guys understand that?
I was already due. My dates changed. And I promise you, not to say I forgot, but so much was happening at that time, it slipped my mind.
We're good now, bro.
So I said, I gotta make this up to Zach.
So I'm on the pod?
No, Pat Mahomes is right behind
that. Shut the fuck up,
dude.
Dude, honestly, that would have been so sick.
He said, come on.
I was like afraid to look for the
Yeah, right. Fuck you guys. No, but I said, you know what? I got to make it up to you. So I said, you know what? I'm going to do something special.
If you name another athlete, I'm just not going to
look at No. I said, we gotta bring you back to the field. So I hit up Josh. I said, hey, you know, we're landing in L.A. I said we landed. He's not there. Stop. No,
you can stop looking.
I thought he was on Zoom.
I hit up Josh. I said, "Yo, man, you know we're landing. I gotta make something right with my boy." He says, "You know, I got just a thing in mind. Chargers practice."
Oh fuck yeah!
But our flight got delayed.
God damn it! I hope you lose another fucking tooth, man. I hope you lose
American Airlines.
Lose the front one.
Our flight got delayed and we fucking missed the practice, man. But I'm gonna sort it back out. We'll go to the Chargers practice.
We'll do something with football, man.
Just me and you, man. Just
nice.
Just me and you can sort this out, man, and just move on because the tension, man. I felt that's when you came for my tooth right when I got out. You even say hi.
Say what's up.
Fuck it. I knew it.
You did see the podcast? Where's that fucking tooth?
Shit. It was funny, too, because there was a viral clip of Josh Palmer doing a one-handed catch. I don't know if you guys saw that.
No,
but it was pretty sick, and I'm pretty sure that was probably the practice that we probably could have been at. But it's all good.
That's right.
Yeah,
I thought you meant when we went. Yeah, no, we missed it, man. We missed it. I was upset myself, honestly. I can't lie.
It's all good, man.
Because everyone would have been there.
Yep. A lot of cool, athletes.
Yeah, probably.
It's all good.
You on the ball yourself, man? What kind of balls you?
Oh, dude, I'm on a 30-year-old guy here. Kickball team, softball team.
Nice.
I'm wearing the championships
kickball,
on Monday.
Softball? Mm.
Yep.
Both baseball, but one for feet and one for a soft baseball.
Yeah. Yep.
You were trying to recruit me.
I was. We have a championship on Monday, but I don't know if you're, going to be here. And since this whole story is happening, I don't really want you there. So.
Nice. I'm going to talk about it.
Oh my God. We should just start our own team and go on the championship and just take it away from you.
If you guys walk on the opposing team and you're just like staring at me from the other side, I'm like, fuck you.
You go hard.
Is that working?
Oh man.
Being 30 is fun, dude. I like, being in fun sports, playing with other 30-year-olds.
You're 30?
I'm 30.
Damn!
When did you turn 30?
December 31st of last year.
Damn, buzzer beater.
Oh, you're 31 this year.
Oh, no, dude. Yeah. You know what sucks about my birthday is I can never just have a day to just relax and just not say my birthday's this year. The next day, my birthday's this year. The next day, my birthday's this year.
You're December 31st?
The next day.
Wait, what you talking about?
Yeah, that sucks.
So my December 31st, last day of the year, right? Mm-hmm. January 1st, I say my birthday's this year, every year.
Oh.
Get it?
I mean, isn't everyone's birthday that this year?
No, but like your birthdays are like in June, July. Or,
oh,
I know you're
saying. Oh, yeah.
Really good friends all around.
June, July.
I get what you're saying.
The January through December timeline. You guys' birthdays are
somewhere.
Yeah, he's right. My nigga.
You get a lot of Christmas, New Year's overlap with your birthday and shit?
My friends
don't talk about it no more.
My friends have to wait for me to make plans for my birthday. And if I don't do anything, then they dip.
Yeah. Fucking New Year's.
Yeah, dude. So, yes. Yep. Good stuff.
Damn.
Okay.
What about as a kid? You got double presents and shit? Or is it they lump you in?
Divorce life. I got two sides.
Oh,
presents
damn. Okay.
There.
Nice.
Yep. Nice. But they would give me the bigger present. They would save one big present for me for my birthday and the rest of my presents.
Don't do that. I need big every fucking time. Every kid around this world gets a special Christmas, special birthday.
Do you guys have one special present you guys still remember to this day? Mine was a go-kart. I had a go-kart.
Yeah, probably my remote control car, man.
It was
nice.
Crazy add-ons and shit.
I had a go-kart that can go 25 miles an hour, and it was so fucking fun.
That's money as a kid.
Yeah,
that's like a fucking thousand.
As a kid. Yeah. It was really fun.
Yeah, I had a dirt bike.
Nice.
Yeah, that was pretty fucked up.
That was pretty fucking crazy.
Your big presents were probably like shared. Like, was he allowed to ride a dirt bike?
No, I got a computer that year.
No,
I did. Yeah, I fell off that shit.
Nice.
Fuck it. Shit fucked me up.
Damn.
Yeah, fucked us all up.
And then one Christmas present was the gold condom, and then you didn't get that.
That was for summer gift. That was just high school graduation. Yeah.
Good year, son.
For real. Speaking of engines, man, when I met you, man, you was in that Corolla body, man. Let's talk about that shit, man. Everybody has their old cars, little quirks and shit. Got them through rough patch in life and shit, man.
Dude.
I could take you through my Kia Sorento.
That's another thing. My story with my car is actually, I fucking loved that car so much,
you
dude.
You had a Corolla?
You used to cruise in that shit, man.
Yeah, I had a Toyota Camry.
Oh, Camry.
That was a Kamsky.
My first car purchase, my own money and everything. I got Vine famous in that car. Like, I drove it to work, and I would just film in that car.
Nice.
And then to get dark here.
Hold on. What's the year of this body?
2003. It was a 2000. Yeah, it was
nice.
Hell old. Yeah, dude. Jesus Christ.
Might be the wrong one.
Camrys can run for a long time.
Yeah, I believe him, man.
Yeah, but I sold the car when I got the diagnosis of cancer because I just didn't want to deal with it. It needed startups and like the wires every single time, and I just like didn't want to deal with it. So I just sold it.
Yeah.
And then I just got free rides to chemo after that.
How much did you sell it for?
$700.
You got to do it sometimes, man. I got a Chevy Malibu on me right now.
I took a big hit. Yeah.
Ain't that what it's worth and shit?
I spent a fuck ton of money repairing that car a lot.
Oh, yeah. That's the fucking thing, man. I know. You just never get that back. Even if you're going to fix it, but you're still down for a rack.
I think I bought it for like $4,000 or something really chill. Nice. Like 2000 Camry. Like how expensive could it really be?
What do you want?
Yeah. But I bought it for like $4,000 and I put like, I can honestly say at least $4,000 plus. Fixing that car.
How many miles you put on it?
It was upwards of, I got it for like, was that like 140K? And I sold it at like 220.
Yeah.
Nice.
Damn.
It was good.
Moving. So you know you see like a new commercial for an old car?
Mm. Yeah.
Like, was it that car ever like, the fact that people used to look at that car and be like, yo, fuck.
When
you got it, was it like that at all? Like, damn, man, nice wheels. Even though it was like years later.
It was like really, it was a good condition car. Like, when I saw it on the lot, I was like, that's my baby.
That's me.
That's it right there. I'm a very low-key guy. My car I'm aiming for now, as a low-income, very no-money guy, Honda Fit.
Yeah,
Honda Fit.
Honda Fit.
My little sister got one of those.
Nice.
That's an SUV?
No, it's a little
it's a hatchback. Yeah. A hatchback, yeah.
And the thing, yeah. I don't know what your sister thinks of it, but like the thing I like.
Call her.
Look, I'm looking out for the sister. I'm making sure she likes it, enjoys it.
Yeah, she does.
But it's a good city car. Parallel parking. You can zip around, especially in Hollywood. You know, like the streets are fucking like, you got to move over hella. Mm-hmm. It's a good car.
And you got a little hatch. Yeah, a little hatch.
See? And I was looking on Facebook Marketplace, $5,000, close to my Camry price already.
Damn. Oh, yeah. Anything wrong with this?
I don't care.
Any $4,000 problems on this?
I love it.
No, sweet whip.
That's my goal.
It's like a van car.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Kinda. I love a van car.
See you in there. It's like a little minivan.
You know what I mean? Trunk space.
But this is a newer. Yeah, I was looking at like a 2018, 20. It was a little more cooler looking.
Okay.
Well, that's the goal. Like, he got the Tesla, and like after that, his mom made a good point. Like, you can't get better than a Tesla now. Yeah, I mean, like, you can get like Lambo, like the nice ass cars, but like, come on, it's Wally. But like, after Tesla, like, you're kind of at your peak. So
yeah,
now,
Wally peaked, man.
I got steps to build, you man.
Your way up. Right? You got
We climbing that wall.
Yeah,
that's real rad,
that's,
man.
Yeah, that's the 2018 one is a little better.
Yeah,
that's nice.
It's a little sleeker. Yeah, I will say. Well, I hope that comes. Next time we come to LA, I hope you pick us up.
Hell
that,
yeah. And we'll Honda SoFi. Fit, SoFi and a Honda Fit.
Our shit might not fit.
Bro,
the amount of times Waleed has come to pick us up with not enough space.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
But why'd you offer?
Yeah.
But you're literally, this is an inconvenience. The fact that you offered and now we're outside the airport, can't fit.
Yeah.
We've literally been standing beside his car, like, we're just our bags up.
He's got the dog hookups in the backseat, too.
This is before the dog.
Oh, shit.
This is bullshit. Prius? Fucking trunk. Yeah, it was a Prius.
Yeah.
Like, sorry guys, all these cables and basketballs and shit, smiley baseballs
and dildos and shit.
You knew you're getting sense,
and you do, but it's going back in the car.
I will as soon as I get out of the car. Yeah, I'll take it.
Now speaking of balls, man.
Oh hell yeah!
It says here you got some sperm on ice right now.
Oh dude, I do. I got some good stories about that.
I actually
too.
Need to know like what's the how does this work?
Are
man?
You nervous about your intake of sperm?
My intake.
Or like your ex-take?
Jesus.
No.
Are you import-export?
No. My export, man. Nah, no imports.
What's the question?
He has a ball on ice. You got juice on ice?
Yeah,
you
I'm just making sure that the swimmers are swimming for Jay. I thought that he was worried about it.
No, we swimming.
Okay, cool.
Oh, okay, so you asked him about like the potency.
Yes.
Okay.
No, that's not. I'm just saying. I just heard from the source.
Talk to me.
Who's the source? The source, man. The paper.
So you have a ball on ice.
Yes.
And you're wondering about my brother's your intake.
Well, I was wondering.
She's wondering why I was asking.
Because he said potency.
You need
juice? I need juice?
I got you.
Hey, let me finish this real quick. As soon as I'm done. Right in here. All three of you. Right in here. I need a 6'5 rapper.
Come on, Floyd.
Hey, athlete.
You got something, man.
And 31 teeth.
All I'm talking about. I'm making up to this guy.
You got some juice all over the bay. Oh, man. So,
now the streets,
you have from the source. Yeah, I heard that you got that on
ice. I do.
So I was just curious.
I paid for my first, my second time. It's a yearly payment.
I didn't know guys could do this first off.
I have no idea.
Ladies freeze their eggs.
Oh, yeah.
Negroes and brothers and shit.
He's a nigga.
Not Negroes.
You're black. I can't be. Hey, I got a white feet underneath. I got tank tops.
Fellas, they freeze their tadpoles.
Fellas, freeze the tadpoles.
I did not know that.
Me neither. You froze the lake.
Yeah, but curious. Are you guys like, you guys are assuming you guys are all swimming good to go? What if you're not?
Yeah. How do I check
that? Is that like a real?
You can go to a doctor. So I went to the doctor. This was like a year after my chemo, and I just wanted to test the swimmers to see if I needed to do another banking. And I went in there. This is just a test. I already had one sperm bank before my surgery and chemo, just so I had those, you know, cancerous swimmers, you know,
just
ready
in case.
To go. I paid for that one. And then I did another jar as well.
These are jars?
You know,
vials?
Loads, yeah. But so I have two in the bank, but I did a test to see how they are, to see if I needed to do even another one, just to test, you know, might as well. Mm-hmm. And I went in there, and I was saving my load for this one.
Damn, hell yeah.
Yeah, because my first jar... It was after my diagnosis, depressed. I went into the fucking bathroom. This is good. I'll do this story first. First jar, First jar, I went into the bathroom after my diagnosis, and I'm all depressed and sad and shit like that, and they didn't have any Wi-Fi or no internet or anything like that.
Oh, come on.
I was a memory, back of the memory, like, kind of just jerk, and it was the saddest. I went limp. I was jerking limp, and then I got hard and did it, and then instantly limp again, and the first person when I opened the door was my dad, and he was standing right outside the door the whole entire time, and he put his hand on my shoulder. He's like, "You doing okay?" I'm like, "I got my service." I was like,
"Chili's, motherfucker." Yeah, dude.
You gotta pick better places, Dad.
I thought it was like a technologically advanced way to get the semen out. You're telling me you just old school rip it?
I mean, I'm assuming for females that's the technology advanced. Mm. Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, no, but like sperm, like you just got to do it in the cup and then you hand it to the lady.
But, so they just said go jerk off.
Yeah,
they said go. So masturbating is okay.
Damn.
Yeah. How else they gonna get it?
No,
I thought it was like a syringe.
No,
you mean just in general.
Like jerking off is fine.
I mean,
yeah, you have to
with balance.
Yeah, you rather.
Yeah. Yeah. So the second time, I was like cancer free, or like post chemo, I was good to go mentally.
You're already rocked
ready
up.
Ready to go. Yeah.
You rocked up.
I didn't.
Could have walked in there rocked up.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. You were. We're like all sorts of boxers.
I got my download and shit.
Yeah. Portable Wi-Fi in your backpack.
I've been saving the load for this one, just for this sperm testing, sperm banking. I walk up to the lady. I already know all the ins and outs of how to do it. Like, you know, good to go. She sends me to the bathroom. I come back within 2 minutes. Swear to God. I had my porn already downloaded, good to go, because the Wi-Fi internet was bad in there. I had my video saved. I walk back and she goes, "Wow, that was really fast. I don't think I've ever had someone that fast."
You
I
shut
swear
up.
To God.
Yeah, don't fucking say that.
No comments.
Yeah.
Oh, no comments.
Dude,
bro.
She said this to my face and I was like, yeah, really fast.
Gotta get out of here. Yeah.
I even contemplated in the bathroom, just like lingering around, just like washing hands, just turning the knob a little bit. Just like, but no, I was like, I was already bored in the bathroom. So I was like, okay, I guess I'll just go back. She made commentary of how fucking fast I was,
that's
dude.
Crazy.
So what am I here to do? Make love to my fucking self?
She was like,
I have shit to do.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, what do you want me to do? Like, take 15, 20 minutes, and then I come back and I'm like, wow, that was a long fucking time, man. What's going on?
That's crazy.
It was either too fast or too slow.
Are these clear vials? Clear jars?
Yep.
How like big is a jar?
So they're ever like...
No, it's like this size.
Damn, that's a lot. Or that's
it's
not
enough. You guys have done urine tests.
You don't fill like it that. Up, though. You don't fill it, right?
Dude, that would be like a fucking... Oh, you need like a plaque on the wall, dude. This dude's loaded.
You guys want all this?
You're probably extra charged.
Hey,
I guess it's too much.
Can you shave some off, dude?
I remember
it's not really twisted.
I had to do a urine test. But like I just happened to I was loaded, like, as you say.
Yeah.
Your words.
Oh, I know what you're about to say.
Bro, I just didn't really, obviously you're like new to this shit, so I'm just trying to figure out how to do this or whatever.
Like, when do you ever have to pee in a fucking little jar
that much? Yeah.
I can't stop it.
Too much.
So you know where I'm going.
Yeah, you don't know if you do it before or after. You should catch this part of the tail end of it.
I was just peeing and I was just like kind of like, but I said, okay, look, this is where I fucked up. It's going to get crazy. So I'm there and I'm just like, all right. Well, let's go.
You don't need to pee like a morning wood.
Oh, you're right. I was trying to aim. So I said, yo, look, let me just start it off like that. So I'm holding the cup, but I guess I had to pee too hard, so just fucking like
this
is a lot of power. Fucking pissed all over my hand and shit, all over the cup. I'm just like, yo, fuck, man. Splashed all over the wall.
Nasty,
yeah, like
nasty.
I overflowed it. Honestly.
Everyone comes out the bathroom wiping it off.
Yeah, and here you go. And it's the smallest cup. It's literally so tiny to fill that up. But
there has to be a better way, man.
There has to be a better way, yeah. Honestly, I'd rather piss into an empty bowl and just fucking scoop.
Yeah.
Literally.
Or like a side bowl.
Like a little,
yeah.
Side,
it's like a bridge
side,
bowl.
A little like funnel.
Literally. You know what I mean? Like a motorcycle passenger.
Yeah, but then
piss off to the
imagine
side.
Imagine when they do your test results and they get scoops of like toilet water and shit and then they're like,
no,
they
it's think a no, separate no, on the no, side.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
It's a double barrel toilet.
I was thinking you pee in the toilet bowl and then you lean in and scoop it out.
Nah.
Like, yeah, okay.
Like if I work at the.
Yeah, man.
I don't like this.
I work at the sperm collection. Mm-hmm. Ice,
yeah,
freezing. What is it called?
Sperm bank.
So if I work at the sperm bank,
yeah,
I'm a little more adventurous, so I'm gonna just have some little pocket plug. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna have little PPs on the side of pocket thing.
You're gonna come strapped?
No, I'm. That's if I run the operation, that's my service.
Got
so
it.
If you about to go in there and say, hey, go ahead, unload the pocket thing.
Yo, that's probably the most ideal way to do it. That's how they do it. Yo, that's how they do it with horses, no? They give like a fake,
you
know what
I mean? Yeah, fake you can't do it. I had the option of doing it at home and bringing it into.
At home.
Yeah.
They're like, nah, I'll do it in the establishment.
Yeah, no, I didn't want to do that because then you have to do the whole freezer thing and then bring it like on your own. Oh, yeah.
And just driving the semen in the cup hole, you just music cruising and shit.
In my Honda Fit.
I got that fucking semen on me.
My Honda Fit trying to weave in and out of LA traffic.
Yeah.
I'm like, fucking hurry up, man. Yeah. It's melting. The boys are slowing down.
So one
Dad,
time
I don't feel good.
Your kids just hate car rides when they gear up. It's like, what the fuck is always getting car sick?
I don't know.
Every time you see a Honda Fit.
That's the one time you don't want to get into an accident with your semen just
man.
In the whip.
The cops are like, let's crash.
Oh, it's the semen.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, no, it is. Oh. I'm like trying to scoop it in. Like,
okay. Look at McDonald's fries in there.
So you can also get paid for that juice, can't you?
You can,
as a fella?
Yeah, you guys probably can. Mine, I don't think anyone want to pay for mine.
Okay, I could pay. Who pays for my drip?
I would. You're down, I'm down.
How much you charging?
What are you charging, man?
I don't know. You guys can Google that one. I honestly don't know how much you down for.
Well, I'm a rare breed.
People are bar-
oh, shit.
Yeah, bargaining and shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm Colombian and Jamaican, so that probably be running about.
Yeah, you get a fusion surcharge.
Fusion surcharge.
Fusion surcharge.
6'3". I'm tall.
Yeah, it's a fucking walking stallion, man.
Yeah, I'm a walking stallion. I'll probably check you out for about 50.
Okay.
Rats?
Bands.
Oh shit.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
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 Yes. European bands though.
Can I pay you like yearly or
installments
like?
Or shit?
No installments. Cause I'm giving you one installment.
All you need is one.
Guaranteed.
A tooth for the jar. What do you think?
My tooth is ready.
Okay, but I need it like now. Like.
Oh, yeah. You want, yeah.
All right, cool,
we'll
cool.
Talk outside.
All right, cool.
Off air, right now.
Do you recommend fellas go check their juices?
I don't know, dude. I mean, like, I had my health issues, so I had to go get checked out.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, I was going to ask if you guys would be ready to have fatherhood now. Like, you guys ready to have kids? You think?
No.
Yeah, right?
Today, no.
Yeah. Then you're chilling. You don't need to worry about it. But once you mentally start, like, ladies, settle down, all that good stuff, and you want to start, then I'll go get checked.
Yeah,
well,
I'll
just
check
to,
it
you know,
out.
Yeah, but don't you want to check before?
Earlier?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Once you have the girlfriend and you guys have discussed having a family, just it's I think with your health insurance, I think it should be free to just test your sperm.
Damn. So what's the science between a frozen sperm and a fresh one out the pack? So let us say you just had one, you dropped one off a year ago and they got frozen sperm.
Yeah.
Is this as good as a new joint that I might have just dropped today?
Yeah. You guys, mine would probably be. I think so. I have low sperm, low motility. Slow swimmers and not a lot of them.
I didn't know all these stats.
I know, man. That's all. Yeah. I mean, I'm no pressure. You guys
are
chilling.
Semen,
man.
You're more chilling than us.
Like literally on ice.
Yeah.
Oh, true. That's true. Yeah. So, what happens if you stop paying them?
They sent you an email.
No, bro.
I'm gonna blast this fucking.
No, so I
just water top right on the head, nigga. Where my 50 at?
Yeah, they sent me an email. They sent me an email and mail in the mail. Yeah, threatening me, saying like you're late on your payment. Yeah, not nice. Yeah.
Not nice.
Yeah,
bro,
not
this
nice.
My future. You fucking with?
Yeah. I know, man. I was like, can you guys wait just like a second? Like,
that's a threat.
Yeah,
this is a lifetime we're talking about.
I know.
You guys can't wait. Fucking.
I know.
2 business days.
Yeah. So so they kind of like need the money, but also they're so rich, bro. They don't need my money.
Bro, leave
the
fucking freezer on.
Yeah.
How much we talking?
It was $568.
That's it?
Okay, cool. Yeah, sure, man. If you can lend me $568, that'd be fucking sick.
Freezing for a lifetime?
No, for a year.
For a year.
That's not bad.
Okay, man. I just was scrounging for money.
You gotta keep going over and over.
Oh,
yeah.
Every year you don't have a kid.
Every year you don't have a kid. Yeah.
That's cheaper to have a kid.
You almost made me feel this fucking big, dude. You're like, hang that shit. What are you doing? It's like, I'm trying.
No. I thought you was about money. Oh, now he is.
Yeah, I'm trying.
No. I thought it was like a one-time payment and they freeze it for a year, like until
and
you're ready.
You gotta pay it again.
No, that's bullshit. $600 a year to freeze my shit?
Yeah.
Can't you freeze it?
Yeah,
I was about to say that.
Yeah,
what? DIY freezing?
Can't put that in the back of the freezer?
My freezer?
Yeah.
No. I wouldn't trust that shit.
It's like,
have
I don't
you
know
seen my fucking pregame shit? That's not safe. What do you know what's in my freezer?
You're right.
DiGiorno's. Fucking SEMO.
Yeah, you're gonna have a baby fucking pizza.
Oh, you're gonna have SEMO in there for sure.
The fucking SEMO spills into the fucking cup. You never
what's
know.
SEMO?
I don't even know what SEMO is.
I thought you were saying CMOS.
Oh, SEMO. Yeah, Captain Morgan.
That's crazy.
Well, that's crazy.
I've never heard that.
SEMO?
Oh, yeah.
You knew this shit
or something? I made a semen joke.
You guys were all laughing. I was like, hey, we all get SEMO.
I was laughing because I said you'll have SEMO in your fridge for sure.
Now, you're going to have some SEMO for sure.
I'm talking about, there it is.
Jokes. Gotta get it.
Word.
I've never. What world is this from? SEMO's fucking the
Captain Morgan. Yeah, I already referenced the Captain Morgan guy.
You and your boys be saying this shit?
Yeah, it's a bay thing.
Is his name SEMO or something?
Captain Morgan SEMO?
Yeah.
Cap C-M-O-R-G.
Wait, what?
It's all good.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay,
are you not there yet? I'm blown away.
I'm thinking that nigga's name is SEMO or something, or that's like a certain type of.
C-mo.
I don't know.
Yeah, I was. Hey, pass me some of the SEMO.
Yeah, see,
I said Cap Mo. Give me that Cap. Give me more of that Cap.
That would be new to me, but I would understand what you're talking about.
Yeah,
cool.
We gotta put our own twist on things.
Yeah.
How many kids do you want?
One for right now, dude. Just give me one miracle.
Word.
Good to go.
All right, for sure.
She comes from a big family. Like, the reason why we moved back to the Bay is, like, Hispanic
support?
Families. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dude, like, you guys just Hispanic families can just dish off kids and just babysit and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But do you guys have big families? Like, would you guys rely on family to babysit, or would
no.
you guys?
No.
Oh, you guys don't trust your fam?
Nah. Yeah, I gotta know I'm going. That's a solo mission, man. They might pop in for a side quest, for sure.
You wouldn't have side your sister quest. Have a car seat in the back of Honda Fit?
I would drop him off to my sisters.
But not my dad.
Yeah.
I feel like you don't drop kids off to a male.
Mm-mm.
Like, hey, just can you watch them for me? I'd be like, I need a lady. Just can you fucking take care of this for
true.
Real? Like,
the
niggas gonna be like, I'll take care of you. But y'all eat.
This is gonna sound a little stereotypical, but Hispanic, I see it in LA. Yes. We're leaning forward. I swear, this is a good stereotype, a positive one.
Okay.
Hispanic women are very good caregivers. So I see a lot of babysitters that are Hispanic.
Yeah, that's real, dude.
That, like, are walking around LA because, you know, rich ass people just fucking hire, you know, whoever can babysit. But I see a lot of Hispanic women babysitting around LA. I respect Tots' side of the family to babysit my children.
Yeah.
Yo, that's ideal, bro.
Yeah,
that's
I respect my girl's side of the family for sure.
I just said
but
that.
Not your guys' side.
I was raised in it.
I'm just thinking of where the kids would want to stay. Like, now they don't like him too much.
I gotta be honest. When I have a kid, I'm gonna be very, very honest with myself, even if it hurts someone else. Do I want to go there?
Mm.
If the answer is no, my kid's not going.
Yeah, true.
You know?
Yeah.
There's just certain places that we had to go as a kid where I'm like, why the fuck am I here?
Yeah. This is children's hell.
Yeah.
Depending on how boring it is.
What?
Because we had no babysitter. Dude,
the scariest shit is like, what freaked me out is like the home cameras that you have, like in just your house, and you get that one babysitter that just isn't right for your kid, man.
Yo.
And dude, I would fucking. That would be it. That would be it.
Works. Or some stop for a good. All right.
Yeah, dude.
Bro, you see them videos.
I know, man, but also like just the daycare shit, too. Oh, my God. I would fucking flip. So then, like. Yeah. On that part, like, obviously, your family, you would trust them. But, like, when you hand them off to other people, and if you don't trust your family, then you run into that situation with the daycare.
Other kids at daycare will
fuck
fuck a baby up.
Yeah. But that's why you just got to have, like, and it's fucked up. But you just got to have, you have to have your money right before you have a kid.
I know.
Like, yeah, for sure.
Because you can drop them off at, bro, I had. My mom worked at, like, daycares and shit, like, her whole life. Well, not her whole life, that's cap, but majority, she dealt with kids and
shit. She's a Latina, so you're right about caregiving.
Very nice.
But the places that she was at, it was always like some bullshit going on there where I'm like, is that good for a kid? Like, why is it? Yeah. I heard of my friends being at daycare and it's a fucking TVs and iPads everywhere and shit, and they're chilling. But it's sometimes you just have no choice and you gotta drop them off. And
I always feel bad, like,
sorry, buddy.
Yeah. You see the parents, like, on your Instagram, like, personal friends and stuff, and they go and pick up their kid from daycare, and the kid's running up to them, like, they are fucking escaping war. Like, thank God.
Mommy.
I was like, you must have went through some shit today. Like, I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God, it's been like 3 hours of shit.
Yeah. Won't happen again. That's on me. Yeah.
That's on me. That's on me.
Bro, I still have nightmares about school and shit, man. Mm-hmm. Fuck that damn place.
Yeah.
Bro, real rap. Daycare was the gym.
Yeah? Is that how you can ball
we
out?
We ain't have daycare, man.
No, we, I didn't. The court was off limit.
Regency? Oh, that's summer camp.
Okay.
I got egged by a fucking adult.
Damn.
Yeah.
Really?
It was
rough. Daycare, man. Yeah, fuck that. Yeah, what the fuck?
That was before the daycare cams can come out, dude.
Yeah,
the
egg, no, he just egged me. Egg the proof was like, I'm just telling my dad, he's got to fuck me up.
He's saying, Cap.
I remember that.
Jay, you're fucking up, man. Sorry, guys. Sorry about my kid.
He's fucking up. Yeah.
All day, man.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Man, what a shame. It's already been an hour, 16 minutes.
Damn.
Yeah.
This is hella fun. I thought
we could have ripped.
You guys, are we past the paywall or are you guys headed into paywall? Or you guys even have that?
No paywall.
No, no paywall.
We all free. We're out for the streets.
We're for the streets.
So I can still drop my pod?
Hmm?
Hey guys, watch the Zach and Waleed show. We need as many views.
Turn this camera off.
Yeah,
nah, man, bang your pod,
your
man.
Shit, man. Go ahead.
Please, ladies and gentlemen, the Zach and Waleed show. We're still relevant. We're still banging out content. If you can watch it, that would be fantastic. We're making fun stuff, and we have our own channel now. By the time this comes out, we probably have our own. But yeah, we're fucking around. We're doing skits now on our own stuff.
Oh, hell yeah.
We're doing pods, doing reviews, cooking videos. You guys like Waleed's cooking?
Yep.
Check that out. Amen. Thank you guys so much. That's all.
That's good.
And you're a real Christian, huh?
Yeah.
Before we go, we would love if we can get some real-time action of you giving us a couple sound bites. We're just asking for one. You can give us a couple. Not all right. That might work.
That might work.
Let's give us a word. Give us something that maybe you can see us pressing on the soundboard over and over. It can be anything. It can be your thing.
Just shouting?
Whatever it is.
No, I don't. You don't got
to
shout.
It doesn't have to shout. Noel screamed, moaned. It was weird.
Hell yeah. Is that one?
Yeah, that works. Yeah, this is Noel's. It doesn't have to be that.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll do another hell yeah clean one.
I put the mic right there.
Hell yeah. Amen. Check this out.
I like that. That's great.
Can we run that back?
Yeah.
Is that good?
We own 100% of that. You get
cool.
We signed that on the way in.
Hey, one more?
Yeah.
Pause. Thank you. That's all.
You make it cancer for that one.
Yeah,
we don't co-sign that, man. Yeah.
Listen, man, what a wholesome episode we have in our hands, man. What a great time, man. Appreciate y'all hanging out, man. Y'all know what you need to do, man. Slide up in them comments, man. Drop something nice for us, man. Jump over there, Apple Podcast, Spotify. Drop that 5-star stunning rating, man. You real recognize going good. They gonna recognize the real. Amen.
That's on me.
All day, man.
Is that me? The amen?
No.
Cut that up so fast.
This episode's already out.
I was like, take that soundbite out, dude. That sounds so fucking cringe.
Listen, man, Zach, we gotta lead the people with something, man. Let's give advice to a brother, man. Maybe he's in a stall. He got a nut and a cut real quick, man, but he's not feeling motivated to get that.
Think about that one hookup that was the best one. Gave the record-setting head time, that finish line. You sprinted there in under 10 seconds. If you can get that in your head crystal clear, you good to go. Not away.
I think he was talking about more so uplifting him in that moment.
Understand.
Yep, no, that works. Yeah. That worked, yeah.
That's good. Yep. I thought he's talking about how to get that nut out.
Yeah. Now what you gotta do?
You
need motivation, nigga.
I thought you needed support.
Sexual motivation.
All right, we'll take it.
Not away.
Yeah, man.
Did that not encourage you?
Yeah, that worked for me.
I'm like, sure. That's good advice. I was thinking about it. I'm like, okay, remember that time.
Yeah.
I should do it.
I thought he was talking about if you was down bad and you in there trying to nut.
Oh, no. You need that gold condom. Yeah. You need that birds and bees talk. You haven't had that yet.
Nah, man. Still.
Maybe that's why I mentally fucked up. Maybe that's why.
But thank you guys for having me. Are we
done? Of course, man. We're going to run through. We're going to make the intro now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I just wanted to say thank you. I don't know if that was on the record. Can you put it on the record? Thank you.
Yeah, yeah,
okay, cool. Okay, cool.
Yeah, we start rolling.
You're welcome.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.